24-073, Roden Bridge. 2 weeks ago, we had originally approved a change order on a project that we were working on. There was an error in the charge per square footage that has been corrected, so we will need to approve a revised change order number two.
They actually lowered it.
So yes, it went from, it was $20 a square foot difference in the favor of the county.
Appreciate them finding that error.
I think they had help finding that error. Any questions?
I have none.
Move to approve change order number two revised for the Highway 165 Scenic Overlook Improvements Project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the Local Records Preservation Grant Agreement, file number 24-080, Recorder. With us this morning, we have Taney County Recorder, Ms. Jody Stahl. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, Mrs. Stahl has applied for a grant and has been awarded. There's two sections of signature. I would ask in the motion when we move forward with this that we give Mrs. Stahl the authority to be the signatory, the grantee, sign as the grantee, and then, of course, I will sign on the back with our attest page, because in the statement or in the grant process, it specifies that the grantee shall do the reporting of the office. So,
you don't want to do the reporting for me?
I'd rather not.
Well, I think it also says failure to report it that you have to return the money.
Right. And so you need to return that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to let you do that.
Please.
I would not have your receipts to report, so.
Okay. You are familiar with the terms of the agreement, though, as far as you have to report in 2025, I think?
Yeah.
And then one in May of 25.
We're talking about preserving the records and everything. As we know, the Historical Society preserves many of the records for us permanently, for us and the circuit clerk and so forth. But these particular records will just always be preserved in the recorder's office.
Yes. This is specifically for plat sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the sleeves are degrading, and so they need to be replaced. It was started with the last recorder, just never finished, and the price of sleeves has gone up a lot. So, yeah, these are the permanent record that they will be there forever and ever.
Just replacing the sleeves and the storage boxes
yes.
and so forth.
Yes.
Commissioner Plummer, it says it's on the form.
Mm-hmm.
It already has Jody on here.
Correct. There's just a...
But you still want it?
No, there's an Appendix B added on mine here. I'm sorry.
Where's that at?
Right here at the back of mine.
This just states when we receive the funding. Stephanie Spencer, myself.
Right. No, you requested in the motion it said... I didn't know if her name was already on there.
Yes.
You still wanted
yes.
it said as the grantee?
Yes, as Jody.
Move to approve the Local Records Preservation Grant Agreement by and between the Missouri Office of the Secretary of State and Taney County Commission, designating Jody Stahl, Taney County Recorder of Deeds, as the grantee and allowing her to sign.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mrs. Stahl.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the ESRI Small Government Enterprise Agreement, quote, file number 24-079-IT. With us this morning, we have Ms. Tanya Friend. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 20th, 2024.
Do you want to give any background on this, or just?
Good.
This is a new agreement that would put us online exclusively in the cloud. And then it's, ESRI is going to that agreement permanently. It's something that we need county-wise for grants. The Sheriff's Department is wanting a criminal analysis grant going out right now. This will give them the ability to get this grant and move forward to a more future, you know, futuristic, better. It's going to also help us with our server, make it a stronger server, and just give us more licenses at a cheaper price. Even though the cost seems absorbent, it's not really as I get 250 users instead of just seven, which is much better for the county.
Sure.
I think what I was getting at is this is the single source that's able to do it.
Yeah, it's the
they
only.
They have proprietary information. They're the only ones that can do this. So.
Yeah, they are the only ones.
And just continue to improve our IT department to keep up with all technology necessary.
And we're getting ready to transfer to a new server, so it just will make things so much better. And we'll move into parcel fabric, which will just make the assessor's office better. So it's just going to be all around a better,
good to
better it. Software and better hardware.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, I just wanted to state the reason we're waiving the competitive bid is because they're the only entity that can do it.
They can provide the
information.
Yeah.
So. Move to waive the requirement of competitive bids or proposals for GIS desktop software and extensions, enterprise software and extensions, enterprise additional capability servers, developer tools, and related subscriptions, licenses, and extensions, and determine that ESRI is the only single feasible source, and to post an advertised notice of intent to contract with ESRI pursuant to the ESRI Small Government Enterprise Agreement quote.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do we need to publish it?
We have a motion.
Yeah. So I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Nika's back there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So. Get with Nikki. She can probably answer all those questions. But my understanding is yes, we would still go ahead and do that, correct?
Okay. Next, we have the GIS Professional Services, file number 24-078-IT. Can I elaborate on this, Ms. Fran?
Yeah. So Sidwell is a company that was recommended by ESRI, and it's going to help configure our server and help us set up this new software. It's going to be in three phases. And the first part of it is it's going to come in and analyze our system right now and then help with the recommendations that we need to implement our software.
Okay. Any questions?
I have none. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 27, 24, approving the quote.
When they go through updating and everything, do they also they cover the security of it?
Yes, yes. And then we have there's going to be some major changes where we can sort out more things online, and then they'll help the assessor's office review all their processes, and we'll see how everything will be so much better and cleaner. We do that.
And secure.
And secure. Very secure.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions?
No.
Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve the GIS Professional Services quote by and between Sidwell and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have the Library Center of the Ozarks annual update. Looks like we have the team with us this morning. We have Miss Ann McGregor.
Essie Day.
The interim director.
Yes.
And then Miss Debbie Redford and Garrett Vanderpool.
Garrett is the treasurer. Debbie is the vice chair.
Okay.
And we just want to give you, we'd love to come in here this time of year annually to give you an update. The library came into its own January 2nd. So in the last 6 months, we've been rather busy putting together RFPs. We've identified bank partners, insurance, IT management, cleaning people to come in and clean the building. So busy enough doing all those things. In addition, we have gone from four employees, increased it up to 10 employees in the last 6 months as well. And that includes identifying a children's library director, and then not director, but librarian supervisor. Sorry, I didn't get the name right. And what's Jen's title?
Technical services supervisor.
Technical services supervisor, which are very critical, obviously, to the work of a library. The other thing, is policies. There is, give or take, around 70 policies that we're required to put into place that it kind of existed prior to, but we were able to go in and clean them up. And so we've been putting those together over the last 6 months as well. So pretty busy in that time. What I thought I'd do today is introduce Essie and give her a chance to share what has been going on, what she's been up to, and then answer any questions you have. And I've got Garrett and Debbie here to do that as well.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Annie. Hello, it's nice to meet you all. My name is Essie Day, like Annie said, and I've been here since March, and we are working on building the infrastructure of the library. So we talked with the board about what that looks like, and we need to focus on four key components of a public library. You want to build your collections, your programs, your staffing, and your facilities. And so we've been working hard to meet the Missouri Public Library state standards and also the state statutes that we have to follow. So we've been putting some procedures and policies in place to allow us to track the data that we need to record to them so that we can receive state aid. So if you don't fill out the annual report and complete the work that they ask, then you cannot receive the state aid. So that's a positive, something we've been working really hard on. We have been working really hard on our facilities because we stopped the thrift store, as I'm sure you all know, and we turned that into a program room. So if anybody has been to the library, or if you haven't, come on down. I'll give you a tour. It is a huge space, and we are able to host a lot of wonderful library programs. We increased the number of our children's programs this summer. We went from 6 weeks to 9, and every other week we have a special performer come in. And our very first performance, it was surprising to me, but we had over 275 people in this room for a program. So we're getting some great numbers. We are able to get out and advertise the library, and we're seeing some really high engagement with the community. And so I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. I just don't want to drone on and on. I want to give you an opportunity to ask if you have any specific questions.
Sure. Do you have anything there?
Congratulations, Sam. Due to when this came out on the agenda, and I had to emphasize, ask the question about Library Center of the Ozarks, I had to stop and think a minute because I wasn't thinking that it was going to be, you know, like Tenney Hills Library. And I remembered when you guys discussed the name change, yes, and so forth. Anyway, and so the question came, and I just reminded the taxpayer that that is the R4 and R5 school district, which is Forsyth and Hollister, if you're in that part. It's R4 and R5, Branson Hollister School District. And you would have seen it, as I pointed out, on your, if you're in that district, last year you saw it on your tax bill. And so that question being asked is, have there been any from outside that district